Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A chilly start, but I guess it is December, right? So we expect it, although it will be a little bit warmer tomorrow. And then I was looking next week, we got a couple of days where it's going to be close to 50. So I guess, you know, December can always be kind of a crapshoot because I remember stretches of warm weather in December. I remember a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year, I can't remember. But we had a whole bunch of warm days, and we were like, well, this is global warming, we'll take it. You know, like everybody was pretty happy that they were going outside with light jackets in December. And then all of a sudden in January, we went off a cliff when it comes to temperatures. They just plummeted. And it's funny because, you know, I don't pay much attention to the Farmer's Almanac. I think if you extrapolated it out and said, you know, what is the accuracy rate of the Farmer's Almanac? It's probably just as accurate as if you or I said, well, here's what I think is going to happen this winter. Because I remember hearing predictions, you know, coming out of the summer. Oh, well, we're going to be in for a really snowy winter this year. And then, like right before Thanksgiving, I see news reports of these futurists when it comes to the weather, futurist meteorologists, whatever. And they were saying, well, we might get one or two significant snow events, but it doesn't look like it's going to be snowy overall. Well, that's not what the old Farmer's Almanac told us. So I don't really put much stock in it. We'll know what happens when it happens, or, you know, thankfully now we know days in advance of when it happens. But for right now, I think I'm just going to keep hoping that there isn't a significant amount of snow. And I know those of you out there who make money by snow plowing yell at me every time I say that, but I hate snow. I hate snow. I can't stand it. Just knowing that it's in the forecast makes me angry. Even if I hear a dusting expected, no, it doesn't matter. It's an uncontrollable, almost Pavlovian response that I can't do anything about. I mean, I suppose I could go to therapy over it, but not worth it. Anyway, 508-996-0500, that is our number to call in and be involved in the conversation. We also have two other ways you can do so using the WBSM app. You can open it up and use the app chat feature in which you can send us text messages right into the studio. And you can also use the open line voicemail feature where you can record what you want to say and send that over. And I have been asking those of you who want to send out some holiday greetings, record those on the app, send those over. And we'll mix those in with some of our holiday songs that we'll be playing Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. So that's something that I'm glad that we can get back to, something that we did years ago. And then the NFL started programming all these Christmas Eve and Christmas Day games, and that kept us from being able to do it. But now, since we decided not to carry the extra NFL football games, we can do that again. And that was, you know, a big reason why we wanted to not carry those games. Nobody was really listening to them. And there was such a requirement of things that we had to do to run those games that we were missing out on local programming opportunities that you wanted to hear. And in fact, I've heard zero from anybody who was, I think one person called in and said, oh, I used to like listening to the games, but you know, I understand why you did it. But really, we've had no complaints from anybody about not carrying those games. And I've gotten a number of emails, app chat messages, and phone calls from people saying, thanks for not carrying those anymore and being able to do these other things. I haven't looked at the numbers, but we probably had more people tuning in to hear Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving than we would have had tuning in to hear football on Thanksgiving. Because you can hear it other places. Or on a holiday like Thanksgiving or Christmas, people are watching the games. We're not catching people in the car who want to hear the game, you know, as they're driving around doing things. So it's worked out okay. And speaking of programming, tomorrow will be our mini miracle day. You're going to hear about a very special little girl and some easy ways that you can make a huge difference in this family's life. And I'll give you a little bit of a preview. It's a single mom whose 7-month-old daughter needs round-the-clock care. And because of her special medical needs, the mom can't even say, well, I'll have a nurse come in. Or, well, I think, no, the nurse issue is financial. They're working on that. But the daycare option is not there, because daycare cannot take care of this child's needs. So it is just the mom, you know, with help from family, but it's a unique condition that keeps family members from really being able to help. And you'll hear all about it tomorrow. And we hope that you will donate whatever you can to help this family. We're going to be doing it throughout the entire show tomorrow. So we spoke to the mom. We pre-recorded, because we're not going to make a mom with a 7-month-old child who has issues. We're not going to be like, yeah, we need you to call in on Thursday morning. So we recorded it at a time that worked for her. Nap time for the baby. And we'll play that for you tomorrow. We'll tell you her story. Casey will have the story for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And also all the ways that you can donate and help. So yeah, she'll be able to call in here and make a donation, but also you'll be able to do it online through the United Way. And not only will Victoria Grisella of the United Way of Greater New Bedford be with me tomorrow, but so will Casey. So for those of you who haven't heard from her in a while, this will be your chance to hear Casey. And we're gonna really try and make this mini miracle happen for this family, because they could use it. Hearing the mom tell this story, you can tell that she has determination, inspired by her daughter's determination. But they just need some help. So you'll hear that tomorrow, and hopefully you'll be able to help. And then on Friday, I'll be out. Paul Santos will be here for me. And I'm sure he's got some great stuff planned for you. I'm like, do I go in and do a little work in the morning before I have to leave for my appointment? Because then maybe when I come back, because I'm not taking the whole day off, I'm just missing the show. And then when I come back, maybe I won't have to stay all day. And I was like, well, but then if you're Paul, do you feel like, oh, the guy I'm filling in for is watching over my shoulder? So maybe I'll just take the opportunity to not have to rush in the morning. So we do have an update. You heard Phil in the news to that story, that Middleborough fire. The two-alarm fire that sent a 67-year-old man to the hospital, and his injuries are life-threatening. He suffered burns and smoke inhalation. I believe I saw that the security cameras in his home, they went back and watched that and saw that it was about 16 minutes that it took for the fire department to arrive, which this is South Middleborough. So, you know, that's very quick because it's a lot of ground to cover. So they got, it's not like they, you know, didn't get there fast enough. They got there as fast as they could, but that's 16 minutes of smoke inhalation and fire burning in the home. So hopefully, you know, these injuries do not claim his life. But these fires, and this one is, you know, the preliminary investigation said that it was not suspicious. But these fires that happen so often this time of year, it's because of things like being careless with space heaters, being careless with wood stoves and pellet stoves. And it's hard, you know, you want to go to sleep at night. I mean, think of all the apartments in New Bedford that still have those outdated gas furnaces in the apartment, you know? I lived, my first house that I lived on my own, it was a cottage in Swift Beach in Wareham, and it had one of those in-the-floor furnaces. Like this thing is under the living room floor, and then there's a grate over that, and that was expected to heat the entire two-bedroom house. No baseboards anywhere else, no nothing else. I mean, I ended up putting electric baseboards in the bedroom eventually, but this was something that was, you know, not a big deal when it was just me and my then wife living there. But then when our son was born and he starts crawling, we're like, well, wait a minute. Now we've got an issue. Because if he crawls across the hot grate, he's going to burn himself. But also, just think about if anything else, you know, we had cats. If the cats knock something onto that, it's just little things that you don't think about until something goes wrong. And that's why we've got to be vigilant about the ways that we certainly heat our homes this time of year. And I don't know what the cause of this fire was. You know, I'm just saying this as a blanket statement for what a lot of the fires are. You know, you heard firefighter Anthony come on and talk about that. Things like electric heaters, things like not paying attention to your heat source, not getting it cleaned out. Now, that's an even more dangerous thing because you could die of carbon monoxide. As my English teacher used to say, you'll wake up dead. And that's the thing, you know, you're going to bed, you want to leave the heat on so that it keeps the house warm, and then you can wake up in the morning and it's nice and toasty. But then you're taking that chance of having an unsupervised heat source. So yeah, if you've got a modern home with a thermostat that controls everything, great. But so often what we have is these situations like those in the floor furnaces or people who are heating their homes with a wood stove or a pellet stove, and they're just taking things for granted. So hopefully we can keep it as safe as possible for this entire winter. 508-996-0500. We also have a few stories for you to check out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. One of them is that the free holiday parking has returned in New Bedford, which I don't think anybody's surprised by. This program's been ongoing for quite a while. But the free holiday parking program gives you 2 hours in either the Zeitarian or Elm Street garage. And it gives you 2 hours at the parking meters on Acushnet Avenue in the North End. And then there's also a forgiveness plan so that if you get a ticket for going over that time, or if you get a ticket for going past your time, but you can produce a receipt for $10 or more that says that you were either shopping or dining out, whether it be downtown or whether it be on Acushnet Avenue, then you can have those parking fees forgiven. But every year now for the last couple of years, because they did away with also including the downtown parking meters. As you know, they've kind of zoned the parking meters in different areas depending on how often those meters get used. And that's, you know, there's different prices. But you're looking at anywhere from $1 an hour to $2 an hour. I think the last meter that I paid for was, and I say paid for because, you know, usually when I'm going to places, it's after the meter hours. But I think the last meter that I paid for was across from City Hall. And I paid, it was $1 an hour. So you're talking about saving a couple of bucks with this forgiveness. But the question has come up year after year, why did they stop including the downtown parking spaces? And the way that I understand it is because if you were going to forgive the downtown parking, people would just leave their cars there and spend all day, and then those spaces don't become available. Or the business owners and business employees would park in those spaces and that would keep the consumers and the shoppers and the diners from being able to utilize those spaces. They're trying to encourage people who park downtown to park in the garages. But would this program matter to you more if those downtown spaces were included? I saw immediately when I posted the story, I was like, well, let's see how long it takes to get those comments. And it didn't take long. But the question I wanted to ask that person, and I didn't want to get into it online, but I'll ask the question here on the program. If they were free, would that incite you to go downtown any more than you would have already? I think people like to complain about downtown parking when they already don't utilize it anyway. I think the people that go down there understand it. I think the people that complain about it just want to complain about it. I'll pick on Barry for a moment. You know, Barry would rail against this. He would rail against all the parking issues downtown, but then freely admit, I probably haven't been downtown in 20 years. Well, then why are you complaining about it? Now, of course, That's not true because Barry's been downtown since. Comes down for 50s night every year. Hangs out with us at the WBSM table. But, you know, but that's kind of the point that I'm making is that there are a lot of people that want to rail against parking downtown that don't even utilize it. So if it was free, would that mean that you would be more likely to go down there and park? Would you be more likely to go down there and shop or dine? I mean, I try to get parking spaces if I'm going somewhere down there. And if I can, great. If not, I don't mind parking at the garage. Maybe not on a day like today. And it's only going to get colder as we get closer to the Christmas holiday. But I also think that, you know, as the city is trying to push for people to park in those garages, they've got to incentivize that over parking in those spaces. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. So I've seen Tiffany in concert twice. Now I've got to go see Debbie Gibson. But I'm sure I'll have that opportunity. She's always out touring and performing and doing all kinds of shows. I think she does a lot of stuff out in Vegas too, which, you know, Lamorne will try to get me to go out there and see her now. But now it is time to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Another Trump pick bows out. A sinkhole in Pennsylvania may be to blame for a woman's disappearance. And the most expensive banana in the world is no more.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Chad Cronister, Donald Trump's pick to run the Drug Enforcement Administration, says he's withdrawing his name from consideration, becoming the second person selected by the president-elect to bow out quickly after being nominated for a position requiring Senate confirmation. The sheriff from Florida still calls the nomination the honor of a lifetime. No immediate comment from the Trump team. A judge is weighing whether a Georgia State Senate committee has the right to subpoena testimony and documents from Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis as it looks into whether she engaged in misconduct during her prosecution of Donald Trump. The Republican-led committee sent subpoenas to Willis in August, seeking to compel her to testify at its September meeting and to produce scores of documents. A woman in Pennsylvania is missing after vanishing while searching for her cat. Authorities fear she may have fallen into a sinkhole that suddenly opened up in the area. The sinkhole has grown significantly, and crews are working to search for the missing woman. A shoe was found deep within the sinkhole, raising concerns about her safety. The sinkhole is believed to be the result of old mining activity in the area. A transgender powerlifter is suing USA Powerlifting for discrimination after being barred from competing in the women's division. The case is now before the Minnesota Supreme Court. The athlete, J.C. Cooper, argues the organization's policy discriminates against transgender women and violates the state's human rights law. USA Powerlifting contends that Cooper's biological advantages would give her an unfair advantage over cisgender women. The case has significant implications for transgender athletes' rights and the future of women's sports. The Justice Department is taking significant steps to address the alarming rate of suicides in federal prisons. New reforms will improve mental health care, update suicide prevention protocols, and enhance data-driven strategies to reduce deaths in custody. This comes after a scathing report highlighted systemic failures within the Bureau of Prisons. Debbie Nelson, the mother of rapper Eminem, has passed away at the age of 69. Nelson's tough relationship with her son was often the subject of his music. Despite their troubled past, Nelson attempted to reconcile with her son in her 2008 book, My Son Marshall, My Son Eminem. And cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun made headlines last week by purchasing a duct-taped banana for over $6 million. Well, he has fulfilled his promise and ate the banana in a press conference held in Hong Kong. His act has sparked further discussion about the nature of modern art and the value of cultural artifacts. While some criticized the stunt as a publicity stunt, others saw it as a humorous and provocative commentary on the art world.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins in Chicago to play the Blackhawks tonight at 7:30. Celtics matching up with the Detroit Pistons tonight at 7:30 at TD Garden. And the Fairhaven Blue Devils are off to the Super Bowl, squaring off against Hudson at Gillette Stadium tonight at 8.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Clouds building throughout the day. Tonight, a storm moves through with rain mixing with snow in northern Bristol County and parts west in Rhode Island. Little to no accumulation expected. That rain mix continues into Thursday. It winds down in the afternoon. Temperatures make it to the 40s, but it will be a windy Thursday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So I got to ask you, if you were around in the 70s and you were collecting cards, you know, like not just baseball cards, you know, but I'm talking the collectible cards that used to come out. Do you remember wacky packages? Wacky packages were these trading cards that were takeoffs of popular products. So like one of them would be like Hostess Cupcakes, and it looks like a Hostess Cupcakes package, but it's actually, it says like Hostage Cupcakes and has a picture of a kid with a gun against his head. You know, instead of Cheer detergent, it's Sneer detergent. Things like that. They were pretty funny. So I had some wacky packages because when I was a kid in the 80s, I was a big card collector. So I had baseball cards and I had some football cards and a few basketball cards. None of them were really worth anything, but I didn't really focus on the sports cards because even in those days, there were so many different companies putting them out. You had Fleer, Donruss, Topps, all of those. So I kind of just was like, you know what? I like these other cards better. Plus, I wasn't like super familiar with all the players because it wasn't like today where you can watch any team you want play. So I knew the local players, but I didn't really know all the players on the other teams. You know, you just knew them when your team played them, but it wasn't like you knew everything about them. So I collected more things like pretty much every movie would have its own card series. So like there were Beetlejuice cards, there were Batman cards, Little Shop of Horrors cards. I had some of those. They would, you know, New Kids on the Block had cards. TV series would have cards. I had Growing Pains cards. You know, you'd just be at a flea market and they'd be, well, this pack is 10 cents, so I'm going to buy that. And I used to go to the local corner store to my grandparents' house with the money I'd earn helping my grandfather out doing chores. You know, he'd give me some pocket change and I'd go down there and get a couple packs of cards. In fact, I got almost the entire set of the original 1989 Batman cards there. I had the whole set, but I got most of them at the corner store. Some of them I got, you know, a few other places. But somewhere along the line, I happened to get a couple of packages of wacky packages, like original ones. So they were probably, I think they came out like 78, 79. So they're probably like 8 or 10 years old at that time when I had them. And opened them up. Obviously didn't eat the gum that was in them because it was very old. Even when that gum was fresh, it wasn't good. And so I had those. And I had this metal box that I used to keep them all in that my grandfather gave me. And he had one of those machines that would like type out the letters on the sticker. The like raised relief letters on the sticker. And you could put them on something, the labeler. And he wrote something like Tim's Cards on that. And then on a piece of paper, he wrote a little poem. I still remember it. He wrote, "Touch not this box for fear of life because I carry a butcher knife." And he stuck that on the inside and taped it in the inside. And then that was like my collectible card box. And I still have it. When their house burned down, the box was in the pantry because that's where I always kept it. I didn't want to bring it home and have my siblings destroy it. So I kept it at my grandparents' house. And every Sunday I'd take them out and go through them and add new ones or whatever. And so I left it in the pantry. And then by the time their house burned down, you know, I'm an adult. I'm not really thinking about that. I just know that I've got stuff at my grandparents' house that eventually I'll go get it. My cousin was living there. So it's like, it's fine. It's protected. My grandparents had all passed away. So it was just my cousin living in the house. And when it burned down, I was like, well, I hope I can find it. And we found it. And to this day, it still smells like the fire. But it might also be because I caught a firework shell at the Brockton Fair and stuck that in there too as a collectible. But you can smell the fire. And anyway, I had the wacky packages. Where am I going with all this long, convoluted story to get to the point that at WBSM.com and on the app, we have a story about wacky packages. The headline is, did these really exist? 10 wacky packages cards from the 70s that are unbelievable. And you can go through these and see these original wacky packages cards and say, oh my God, they'd never get away with that today. Things that talk about murder and feminist spaghetti, feminine cough drops. Just go check it out. If you remember wacky packages and you know how extreme they were. And to kids that are, well, people who were kids a little bit too late to experience wacky packages, we had our own version. We had the Garbage Pail Kids. And both Garbage Pail Kids and Wacky Packages made a comeback in recent years. So they're still around with newer versions. But Garbage Pail Kids, as much as I love those, I didn't have a lot of them as collectibles because they were also stickers and I would stick the stickers everywhere. And I wish I'd kept them on the card and held on to them because they probably would have been worth something. But instead, the stickers were all over my locker, all over my lunchbox, all over my books. Wacky packages were stickers too, but I never took those off the card because I knew then, you know, they were already old and collectible. So I was like, well, I'm not taking these off. But check those out. And if you've never seen wacky packages before, there are websites dedicated to them where you can go through and see all of them. And if you go into a place like Kojo's or some of the other antique stores around here, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't find some wacky packages. I think I saw some once under glass at the antique store in downtown Buzzards Bay, right across from the train station there. I think he had some. I don't know if he still has them, but I've seen them there before under the glass. And I'm sure in today's eBay world, if you wanted to get back into collecting them, you could find them. But man, they were very funny. They were like, I would say they were even more subversive than Mad Magazine. Like somebody was just like, you know what? We're just going to go for it with these. But again, check out that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Back in 508-996-0500. If you are heading up to Gillette Stadium to cheer on Fairhaven and their quest for back-to-back Super Bowl championships, just be aware there's going to be some periods of rain and it'll be about 35 degrees. So pretty much what you expect Gillette Stadium weather to be this time of year. But just keep that in mind. Because it is that time of year, it's also the time of year when they're doing the all the Christmas specials on, what's it, ABC Family? Is that what it is now? And there's a lot of backlash that I've seen online. People that are upset, and we talked about this when we talked about Rudolph a few weeks ago, but there's a lot of people upset because last night, ABC Family ran Santa Claus is Coming to Town at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night. They ran one of the most beloved holiday classics. And people are upset because they're like, 9 p.m. is too late for my little kids to stay up and watch this. And I'm torn on this for two reasons. One, you can watch it on demand. You can watch it anytime that you want. You can watch it when it works for you and your children. Two, I don't know that young kids want to watch that. It's really outdated. It's not as beloved as Rudolph or Frosty. It's an acquired taste. I will tell you, I don't think people that didn't grow up watching that every year and waiting for it to come on TV, I don't think that people that didn't grow up that way like that special. I think it's only the nostalgia value of it because it's kind of boring. The Burgermeister, Meister Burger, fun character. Fred Astaire, great voice, you know. But I feel like, it's not one of those ones that resonates with new generations as they discover it. That's one of those, Mom, Dad, why are you making me watch this old thing just because you used to like it? And I think part of the problem with people being upset about this is they want to be able to introduce their children to what it was that they watched when they were growing up. And then they're going to be disappointed when their kid doesn't like it. And then the reason why I believe it was on at 9 p.m. wasn't because they were like, well, let's put it on so it's too late for the kids. Ha, ha, ha. I think they were thinking to themselves, well, this is going to be what the adults want to watch. We'll put it on later because the kids don't really care about this one. Now, I guess they had a CMA Country Christmas on at 8 o'clock and people like, you could have flipped those. And yeah, that does make sense. You probably could have flipped those. But I think they're really pushing you more to watch that stuff on demand. And if you love that special, you probably have a DVD or a Blu-ray of it already. You can watch it. Well, but then it's not the same as sitting down and watching it on TV with my kids. It's not the same to you because you remember what it's like to have everybody gather in front of the TV at the same time to watch something. Your kids don't know that experience. Your kids have grown up in an on-demand DVD streaming world. Your kids have grown up at a time when they can watch whatever they want to watch when they want to watch it. You want to watch Rudolph in August? Sure. We've got the DVD. So it and then kids are like, well, how do you work the DVD player? Isn't it on Netflix? Can't we just watch it there? Is it on YouTube? But that's we're trying to apply our viewing habits and our viewing experience to a generation that doesn't understand that. That doesn't care about that. That doesn't matter to them. Just put Santa Claus is Coming to Town on whenever you want. The important thing is getting the family in front of the TV to watch it together, not whether or not it's on ABC Family at that time. Now, this is coming from the same guy that was like, I really love to tune into the radio and hear Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving. There's something about it, but that's because I grew up in that era. I'm not a 9-year-old that has grown up at a time when I can watch whatever I want, whenever I want. We went from a time when we would be surprised that we could find something that we could stream to watch. Oh my God, I can't believe they have this on streaming. I'm going to sit down and watch it. To now angry when we can't find something when we want to watch it. I just thought of this really obscure 1980s movie I haven't seen in 40 years, and why can't I find it on streaming? So yeah, I mean, it wasn't the smartest move by ABC Family to put that on at 9 o'clock, but also, it's probably not the end of the world for you. There's so many other ways that you can watch it with your family doesn't care. They don't care when they watch it. They don't care that it wasn't on ABC Family because ABC Family put it on demand. Anyway, I've got to take a break here. We will be right back.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy 2 get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.